In our first reading, Moses is warning the people of Israel against listening to false prophets, to those who would proclaim a different message than what was given to Moses by God, the Mosaic Law. Well, it seems like there are plenty of prophets in our world today, plenty of false prophets in our world. Just turn on the TV. Just turn on like talk news of some sort or another. And there are plenty of people willing to be prophets about the future, what the future is going to hold and what's going to happen in our world. Of course, these are all secular prophets. You know, these are people who they want to proclaim what's going to happen in our politics and how this person is going to ruin the country or that group is ruining the country and so on. And, you know, if you follow my way, the country will be better. If we go this way, the country will be better. You see the same thing in economic policies, that these economic policies are going to be better. This economic system is better and so on and so on. And make sure to buy gold. You know, you always hear that, whatever, for whatever reason. And then there are religious prophets. There are those out there who are proclaiming religious messages. The end of the world is at hand. You always hear something like that. True religion versus false religion. You know, someone who proclaims they're spiritual but not religious, as if you could really separate the two. And so on. With all these prophets that are out there, it's enough to make someone anxious. We can feel like St. Paul describes how people are anxious about many things, anxious about the things of the world. And I think he uses a very appropriate phrase when he's talking about those who are married, the anxieties that they have in their lives. They're divided. They're split. They're divided by the cares of the world. Because we, all of us are facing that, not just those who are married. All of us are facing these anxieties, family and friends and politics and the economy and jobs, etc., etc., etc. You can go on and on and on, and somewhere in that list, we might fit how we can please the Lord, that we are anxious about how we can please the Lord. It should be our desire to be free from anxieties, as he describes, seeking how to please the Lord and how to be holy both in body and spirit, again, using his words. We do this by first and foremost putting God first. If we do not put God first, we will be anxious about everything else. If we trust in God, we will be anxious about the things of the world. Now, putting God first is not a detachment from the world. That's not saying we're going to go move out to some land out down south somewhere, southern part of the county, and be completely detached from the world, cut ourselves off from the world. That's not what St. Paul is talking about, being free from anxiety of the world. Instead, what he is talking about is a sanctification and making holy the world by putting God first, by seeking to please God before we worry about everything else in the world. And we please God first and foremost by following his commands, by following his law first. You know, again, remember these two great commandments which our Lord gave us, which he told us were the two greatest commandments. Love God above all things and love your neighbor as yourself. Everything that we do in our lives should flow from this love of God first and love of neighbor second. Notice what's not there. Focusing on our wants and desires first. That comes third. That comes after loving God and loving our neighbor. When we have, for those of us who have jobs, that we do our jobs to the best of our ability out of love of God and love of neighbor. You know, everything that we do, whether it is work or family or recreation or whatever it might be, is all done out of love of God and love of neighbor first. You know, we look at the unclean spirits, especially the one in our reading today. They obeyed our Lord out of fear. They feared him. They knew who he was and what he could do. We are called to love God, but not out of fear. Not out of worrying about God striking us down with a lightning bolt. But out of love. Out of love for God. Out of a desire to serve him and to love him in this life so that we will serve and love him in the next. If we do that, if we truly love God as we are called to do, we will no longer fear the things of the world. We will no longer be anxious about the things of the world. But we will trust that God will provide for our needs. Might not be what we want, might not be how much we want, but he will provide for our needs. If we no longer have that anxiety of the world, then we will use the things of the world to love God and others. And we'll stop listening to those false prophets who just stir up anxiety.